Bonjour, Nathan Nandaj Nakaz, Makoto Dan, Ash Navit, Nindawan Jaba, Minawaking. I said, my name is Nathan, I'm from the Bear Clan, and I live in Milwaukee. This drum is a live, live spiritual being in our culture, so we have to feed it and take care of it like it was a child, if you will. So I put out feast for it, and I put out my tobacco for it, and my knick-knick, and try to take care of it in a traditional way so it's not disrespected and put in a closet. It enjoys being sung, it wants to be sung, it wants the people to unite. That's what the purpose of this is, to not just to learn the language, but to unite all people, not just Native people, all people. It goes back to our original teachings of the circle of life and the four races of man, and you can't take out any one of those races because then your circle is incomplete and life ceases to exist. That's why everyone's invited and welcome to these ceremonies, to this drum. Life ceases to exist if people are excluded in it. This drum specifically. Now, there are drums out there that are healing drums for Madewiwin ceremonies, but this drum specifically is to gather the people. We believe that everything is living and thus has some sort of spirit in it. This drum is the heartbeat of Mother Earth. A lot of our languages we're looking at being extinct, becoming a zombie language. So there was a great push to have the revitalization of the languages. And the whole reason why the languages were becoming more obsolete is all due to the boarding school era, where our people were taken and put into these boarding schools and told not to speak their language. So there was a lot of shame in speaking your language, which is why it started dying off. I try to speak it as much as possible. I try to teach it to my children. I will call up my relatives and try to speak to them as much as possible in the language. Some of my friends and I, we try to speak just in the language as much as possible, so it just becomes second nature. We put a knick-knick on the drum as an offering to the drum for its song, for its music. In our culture, we offer up tobacco or knick-knick. Anytime that we're praying to the spirits, to the manitus, anytime we're going to ask a favor, like if I was going to ask you a question, I would give you a pinch of sema or knick-knick out of respect. If I was going to go out into the bush and harvest some plants or medicines, I'd always put down that knick-knick as a sacrifice for that plant, offering its life to better my own life or someone else's life. Knick-knick means mixed up of many things. The way I make my knick-knick is different than the way someone else would make their knick-knick. When I put out a feast for this drum, I'll take the food out to the drum so the drum sees it, and I'll put it out into the bush so that the spirits can eat that food. It's just something that we believe wholeheartedly in communication with the spirits, with the manitus, and feeding them, whether it be spiritually or physically fed, so they can help others.